If there are horses now. For years you said little and wrote less. For years you were haunted by loves you'd lost, the ghosts of friends, the mistakes you'd made, the inadequacies of being undeniably, frustratingly human, after all. But you were a poet, so you thought you were more. Because sometimes the blood sang in you, carried you into wild fields of stars with Ceridwen and horses. Oh, the horses. Great steeds foaming at the mouth and sparking at the hoof, to carry you onward, to discover your other self waiting in the castle by the sea, the one you always wrote, not knowing how to return to. Now it all comes back. The dam bursts, the flood shatters, restraints that seemed adamant iron, but by this light you see they are only quicksilver memories. And if there are horses now in that pluming foam of water, if you see their sinews in wavetips and gold-flecked depths, who would blame you after all? It isn't as if you'd ever stop dreaming and hearing the reedy voices of sirens, gods, and muses teaching you how to be astonished, how to survive these ruins, how to wander this sundering earth and still reach for more.